The more and more I sit with myself, with my thoughts, I started to like honestly understand and realize that I have to release this sense of control. And I'm glad that I realized that because I'm becoming more self-aware of wanting to control a lot of situations. And I realized that nothing good breeds from control. And what would be so scary in just allowing things to just unfold in a natural way, you know? And I feel like a lot of people, including myself, it's just that you don't want to let things unfold. You don't want to not have control of the situation, because when there's no control in the situation, things are not aligned. Things are out of order. You want to be able to, how can I say? It's like you want to be able to understand and predict what necessarily may happen, but it's like you can't do that. And in doing all of that or trying to have control over the situation, you have resistance. And there's just like, just imagine like a trying to push a beach ball like in the water. Like you're just trying to push a beach ball like down and down and down and down and down. You can't, like, because the more you push, it's going to let go and it's going to go all over the damn place. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to avoid all of that, why not just start the practice of living in the moment? And I mentioned this before, and I've been trying to live in the moment, and I've been trying to release my innate, like, instinct to want to predict how situations and how outcomes are going to turn out for whatever the case or whatever it may be. But it's just like, I can't do that because I can't predict the future. You know what I'm saying? I can't, like, a certain situation that I may have in mind, I may want it to turn out one way, but that's because I'm controlling the situation. But once I release the control and just allow for it to just be present and just unfold in its own, it might turn out in a completely different way. It might turn out in a way that was way better than what I had expected. And it's like, in doing all of that, you just release so much stress, so much tension, just so much unwarranted, like, bullshit. And I'm noticing, like, what it is that I cause my own. How can I say it? It's like you cause your own stress by being focused on the things that don't need to be focused on. It's like, just be mindful of how, you know, something makes you feel, or be mindful of how, you know, things are going in your life. Like, be mindful of them. Pay attention to them. When certain feelings or certain emotions or something like that arises, okay, you can notice it, but don't try to control it. Don't try to, you know, make it more than what it is or less than what it is. Just be present with it. Like, there's so many things going on in everybody's lives. And for me, I try to control communication. And it's like, I'm learning to communicate effectively with others, but sometimes it's not the best way that I can communicate. And I know that people don't know how to communicate the best way that they can. But personally, I've tried to control a lot of the situation, and I'm just like, just let it go. Like, it is what it is. Communications will flow. Communications will come in. Just put it out there into the universe and just let it unfold within itself. And it's just so interesting because this is hard. Like, this has not been the easiest process for me to be able to release my sense of control. And I think it really stems from, as a child, there wasn't much stability. And for me, I correlate control with stability. If I control the situation, then that means that the situation is stable. So people typically want what they didn't have, if that makes any sense. Like, there wasn't any stability. So now as an adult, I want control and stability to be in one. If I have a sense of control, then my situations will be stable, and stability breeds happiness, foundations, you know, things of that nature. But it's just like, okay, why not just separate the two instead of putting the two together? Like, I had to ask myself, and I had to say, why do you need to have control in order to be stable? Can you just be stable, be present, be alive, be aware, and be mindful? You know, so I think that's just something that I'm learning to understand and I'm learning to deal with. And I know everybody's not the same and everybody probably doesn't, you know, think the way that I think. But I feel like it's something to try to implement like daily into your life, like my daily regimen. And what I've started to do is just like wake up and just be thankful, be grateful. Just say, I'm happy that I have a home. I'm happy that I have food, people that love me, people that care for me, you know, finance, like just being thankful for what it is that I do have. And whatever it is that I don't have, I'm not going to worry about it, because once I worry about it, I'm trying to control the situation. And in trying to control that situation, I don't allow for it to unfold properly, number one. And number two, I'm stressing myself the fuck out. You know, it's like, how am I a healer? Well, you know what? I'm not going to discredit myself for that, because everybody's at a certain part in their healing journey. And what I was going to say is, how am I a healer, but still stressed out, this, done, and third. But it's just like, you could still be a healer and still go through those things, because at the end of the day, we're all humans. Everybody goes through something. Everybody goes through a certain process, a certain journey at different phases in their life. And I feel like now, of course, the reason why I'm releasing control and the reason why a lot of people are releasing a sense of control is because they're coming into a spiritual awakening. And within a spiritual awakening, you're just there. You're there. You're working on your shadow self. You see other people working on them shadow selves. And it's like, you just can't get too wrapped up into what is not going the way that it's supposed to. This, it's like those shoulds and coulds. Like, this could be going this way. This should be going this way. It's like, release all that, because you don't have control over the situation. Like, I feel like each and every one of us, our lives have already been written. Like, all of our paths have already been written. They've already been ordained. It's just in divine timing that you go through each point of your life that has already been written. And I have a lot of conversations with people, and I know, like, I'm not the only person that think like this, but everything that you are going through, the shit has already been written somewhere. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? We're just experiencing it, and life is just about a multitude of experiences. And in those experiences, you have to learn yourself, and you got to learn other people, and just be present. Like, that's all I could, like, that's really, really my main emphasis, is just that. Just try to be as present as you can in every single moment of your life, because in those precious present moments, that's when you just become so fulfilled. You fill up your cup, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, trying to always paint how a situation is supposed to go, or this situation should have been like this, or it's supposed to be like this. Like, you miss all the little trinkets of a memorable moment, trying to portray something as what it should be, or trying to portray something as what it shouldn't be, or, you know, things of that nature. It's like, why not just exist? Like, go out with your friends instead of saying, oh, we should have did this. This is like, why not just be present in the moment? Like, we did this, I enjoyed it. Just be mindful of what's going on and what's happening around you. Be thankful. Be forgiving, be caring, compassionate towards yourself and towards others, because you ultimately don't know what somebody is going through, because they might be struggling with a sense of control as well too. And it's just like, you know, two people in a situation, or whoever in a situation, just trying to control a lot of shit. And it's just like, nah, just don't try to control anything. So, you know, that's my little spiel on control, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna resonate with somebody, because I was, you know, pulled to say it. So, Ashe.